AccuWeather forecast, plenty of sunshine today, high around 82. One of the Wisconsin delegates at the Republican National Convention is State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who told reporters that Donald Trump has to really explain himself a little bit better to the public, admitting that the Trump phenomenon not exactly predicted a year ago.
But I certainly think that the democratic process worked. We have a nomination system where more Americans cast a vote in the Republican primary than have done so in a long time. I think that shows that Donald Trump has the ability to reach out to folks in a way that perhaps some of us didn't fully appreciate at the beginning, but we certainly can't argue with his results.
At the end of the convention, the Republican Party needs a strong, articulate, specific conservative message.
It just can't be empty rhetoric. It has to be very specific ideas, and that's what we're going to hear this week. So just like me, I have not been an on-the-board Trump-trained supporter like my colleague Senator Fitzgerald. I want to actually hear what he has to say. I think that there's a lot of folks in talk radio and, frankly, in my district and across southeastern Wisconsin who want to know more specifically what Donald Trump stands for.
Voss adding that by the end of the week, he's expecting to be totally on board with Donald Trump because he says he's certainly not backing Hillary Clinton. Life in prison with a chance for extended supervision after 40 years, the sentence for a Racine man convicted of murdering Melissa Hansen in March of 2015. 32-year-old Robert Swanton sentenced by Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude. Hansen found dead in her apartment. Swanton arrested several days later based on items found at the scene along with DNA evidence. A jury convicting Swanton of first-degree intentional homicide. The American Academy of Pediatrics going after violent video games. More on this from Mark Chase.
The group issued a new virtual violence policy on Monday, warning many parties about the exposure children face when playing certain games. The AAP wants lawmakers to push legislation to address the easy access many minors have to violent media. It also asks doctors to work with the entertainment industry in game creation and for the media to talk about virtual violence compared to real-world violence. I'm Mark Chase.
The WWE being sued in federal court by more than 50 former pro wrestlers claiming that the company is liable for neurological injury sustained in the squared circle. The list of plaintiffs including names like Jimmy Superfly Snuka and Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff. The suit accusing the WWE and its chairman, Vince McMahon, of classifying wrestlers as independent contractors to avoid liability issues, and that it hid the risks of brain injuries from wrestling, calls for better medical monitoring in wrestling, also part of that lawsuit. And the end of October, still a long ways off, but folks in Pleasant Prairie being asked, what do you think about Halloween and which specific day and trick-or-treat hours? Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha, holding trick-or-treat hours on the Sunday before Halloween for years. Village followed the city's lead because of their uneven shared boundary. Well, 2 years ago, the city switched over to Halloween evening. Pleasant Prairie kept the Sunday schedule. There's an online survey underway seeking input from Prairie residents. It'll be available till August the 7th. The Village Board expected to make that big important decision at their August 15th meeting. Racine police still looking into a knifing incident from early this morning. The victim showing up at the emergency room for Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Hospital with a serious injury, initially thought to be a gunshot wound, it turned out to be a knife wound. The initial information had the victim taken there by somebody from the 1500 block of Perry Avenue. Officers went and searched that area based on the driver saying that the victim had walked from the vicinity of the post office. While blood was found outside of a home, police were investigating if the victim had first been dropped off in that area. In Kenosha, police looking into a shooting from Monday afternoon. This happened around the 6100 block of 20th Avenue. Officers dispatched to multiple 911 reports of gunfire, according to Lieutenant Thomas Hamm. He says the male victim, age 29, from Kenosha, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The man outside when it happened. A news release indicates that a suspect was taken into custody about 3 hours later. It's a 22-year-old Kenosha man. Racine Circuit Court Judge Gerald Patak announcing he's going to be retiring after 28 years on January 3rd. In his letter to Governor Scott Walker, Judge Patak says it has been a pleasure and personally fulfilling experience to have worked in public service positions for more than 43 years. He began as a teacher in Racine, then after law school, got into private practice, and then came his election as district attorney. Then the appointment of the bench by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Judge Patak's current term set to end in 2019. And hitting a baseball toward Lake Michigan in front of a big crowd and making it go a distance equal to the outfield fence at Simmons Field in Kenosha, that's apparently a lot harder to do than most people think. Marty Bikina with the Kenosha Kingfish won the lakeside competition, a grand total of 6 home runs last night. He was among 18 players with a chance to hit from the pier by 52nd Street and 6th Avenue, the field dimensions marked off on the water. A crowd reported at just over 3,000 watched the event. Tonight, it's the Northwoods League All-Star Game at Simmons Field. Game time just after 7 o'clock. Pleasant Prairie Police and Fire Department paramedics were sent to the 9,000 block of 7th Avenue this morning on the report of a single motorcycle accident with two victims. They found the southbound motorcycle had failed to negotiate a curve, went left of center, off the road, and then hit the guardrail, ejecting both the operator and passenger. A news release says the 48-year-old Kenosha man who was operating the bike died at the scene. A 39-year-old woman passenger taken first to Kenosha Medical Center, then up to Frederick Hospital. Police noting neither wore helmets at the time of the crash, which closed that road for several hours. Prairie Police also dealing with a 56-year-old Kenosha man on his sixth drunk driving offense this morning. A police officer observed a car on the wrong side of Pershing Boulevard at 75th Street, moving with one tire on its rim. Car finally was stopped around the 4500 block where Ron Geisen, according to a news release, failed his field sobriety tests. Geisen arrested for that, plus allegedly making threats toward the officer and the officer's family. Geisen jailed on a hold from the Department of Corrections because he was still on parole, reference a previous OWI conviction. The Village of Mount Pleasant will have a public hearing at 6:30 tonight on a proposal to amend village ordinances regarding the parking of campers and trailers, commercial equipment less than 30 feet in length, that are only now allowed on the side of a home or in the back but not the front. Plan Commission had gone round and round on the issue, once making a recommendation to the Village Board, only to have it sent back. The latest proposal would allow parking of such trailer-type vehicles in driveways. This all stems from a dispute between two neighbors on Farmington Lane. The groundskeepers at Arlington National Cemetery are on strike, walking off the job today in protest of a new contract. They've been meeting for the last 8 months trying to negotiate a new deal, but the talks have stalled. The groundskeepers at the hallowed grounds earn $13 an hour, but with no sick leave. First time in history, the workers are striking at Arlington National Cemetery. And no more blue floodlights, at least not now on the shelf at the True Value store in Eau Claire. Customers bought them all up after an online tweet suggested that homeowners use a blue porch light to show support for law enforcement. The owner there, Tom Thompson, says he hopes to have more blue bulbs tomorrow, but he supports the idea, which started slowly but kicked into gear, of course, after the recent deadly shootings in Dallas and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Said he ever seen getting damage claims all the time from citizens believing they're owed money for something that happened to their property, like a tree branch coming down during a storm. State law, though, says the city is protected from such liability in most situations. The basic message from City Attorney Scott Letney in talking about one claim recently that involved almost $5,000 for part of a tree falling onto a vehicle in the 1700 block of Boyd Avenue in early June.
Responsibility of a tree falling over, a branch falling over, to pay for whatever the damage is the responsibility of the person injured by whatever that damage is. Right or wrong, that's just what the law has developed to be in Wisconsin. I learned that myself this winter when my neighbor's tree fell over and hit my house, and my insurance had to cover it. So that's what the law is. Now, the exception would be if the city knew there was significant problems with this tree.
Letney telling the finance panel recently these kinds of claims are cross-referenced with the tree inspection program that's put together by the city forester.
So this occurred on June 5th, 2016. This tree was last inspected as part of the annual survey in midsummer of 2015, so less than a year before. He says it was not identified for removal. And there were no external signs of decay. He said he did find some internal signs of decay after the branch fell over.
A similar type of claim, a tree branch onto a vehicle, but with a much lesser amount requested, just under $68, that was also recommended for denial to the Common Council, which is expected to approve it at tonight's meeting. Last night, the Kenosha City Council formally approved a couple of grants from the Fund for Lake Michigan. One targets restoration projects at Eichelman Beach, the other a design to improve the shoreline at Lincoln Park Lagoon. The $182,500 grant is going to help the Eichelman Beach improvements that are outlined in a study done by Dr. Julie Kinzelman from the Racine Health Department. With a city match, that funding will allow Kenosha to complete all the phases of the beach's redesign. And a $20,000 grant going to help design new landscape elements around the Lincoln Park Lagoon that after the waterway gets dredged either this fall or next spring. The city now working on the DNR permits needed for that project. Wisconsin Humane Society's current Racine location is on Chicory Road. It was inherited a few years ago from the old Countryside organization. Too small, though, so the Milwaukee-based group now in the process toward building a new facility at another location. 6:30 tonight, the big meeting room at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. There is a zoning public hearing on the WHS petition to rezone about 5 acres at the northeast corner of 90th and 16th Streets. That for a 16,000-square-foot animal shelter facility. Same rezoning petition will be considered tomorrow afternoon by the Village Plan Commission. Also at tonight's zoning public hearing, proposed changes to where boats and trailers and other vehicles can be parked on residential properties, as well as proposed changes to the ordinance governing structure setbacks. The Village Board in Caledonia giving the green light for the installation of emergency vehicle preemption equipment at the intersection of Highways 31 and 32, plus Highway 32 and 6 Mile Road, plus related equipment in fire department vehicles. Trustee Lee Wishaw explained that it gives public safety first responders the ability to change the traffic lights in their favor during an emergency response. Each vehicle, though, would need to have a device to change those signals.
The cost to do that at an intersection does not cost Caledonia anything. It's funded through the Department of Transportation. However, there would be approximately $1,000 per vehicle charge on any vehicle we choose to have that capability here at Caledonia.
Administrator Tom Christensen pointed out that 9 fire department vehicles would be targeted to get the light-changing equipment, the $1,000 cost to be covered by the capital budget. Mount Pleasant has done emergency vehicle preemption device installation along some of its busy highways. And the Kenosha Unified School District is going to host the dedication of a newly installed pathway between Mahone Middle School and the YMCA. That'll be on Tuesday, July 26th. The Easeway Project, as it's called, the brainchild and product of Girl Scout Troop number 9178. KUSD facilities staff, Mahone Principal Terry Huck, Y Leadership, and Shakini Asphalt all taking part in the development of this new path, which will provide easy access to the Y for all students. In addition to the pathway, the troop made blankets on wheels. It's a type of poncho for students who use wheelchairs so they can continue to use that new path even during the cooler months of the year. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.